Are you pursuing the things that build up courage? Do you recognize and avoid the things that weaken it? The following six-part symposium will explain the effect that our personal choices have on our courage. Each speaker will introduce the next. Brother John Shuttleworth, a substitute circuit overseer from the Thorhill congregation, will present the first talk entitled Courage Weakeners versus Courage Strengtheners, Despair versus Hope.
When you think of courage, often the thing that comes to mind is ones that have a natural tendency to be bold. We view them as courageous. But as Jehovah's people, we want to focus on Christian courage. Now, Christian courage is different. It's not based on any natural tendency, and it's not based on boldness. Rather, Christian courage is something that is deliberately built by learning to rely on Jehovah. If we're going to face the trials ahead of us successfully, we need to develop a lot more than just having coping skills. We need to have absolute confidence that Jehovah is with us and is supporting us. But if we fail to give attention to spiritual priorities in our lives, we're going to be weakened, because it's going to undermine our confidence in Jehovah, and that, in turn, will weaken our courage. So all of us as Jehovah's servants should be interested in how we can strengthen our courage. Why, even those who are longtime faithful servants of Jehovah may at times need to work on strengthening their courage in order to, as our theme scripture for today said, be very strong. So whether you're someone who has recently started serving Jehovah or a longtime witness of Jehovah, we encourage you to pay very careful attention to the talks in this symposium, as they are going to help us see how we can strengthen our courage. Now, how are we going to learn to strengthen our courage? We're going to look at the 27th Psalm, where David talked about godly courage. And by using selected verses from this psalm, each speaker in the symposium is going to answer three questions for us. First of all, what weakens courage? Second, what strengthens it? And third, what can you do to strengthen your courage? Now, you may wonder, why are we spending time considering what weakens courage? Shouldn't we just consider what strengthens courage? Well, we can illustrate the need to look at what weakens courage this way. If you are trying to strengthen and build your physical health, what's going to happen if you continue to eat foods that were bad for your health? Well, your health is not going to improve, is it? Similarly, when we're trying to strengthen our courage, if we don't pay attention to and avoid things that weaken our courage, we're not going to be successful. So yes, it is important that we know what to avoid so we can strengthen our courage. Now, throughout this symposium, we're going to be watching video dramatizations of a family. We'll be considering Brother Benjamin Matthews, his wife Abby Matthews, and some members of their family. And through these videos, you'll notice that they are confronted with challenges that test their courage. In the very first video we're going to watch, it demonstrates for us the danger of despair. So as you watch this video, please notice the challenge that Benjamin and Abby's daughter, Leah, faces.
Come on, y'all. It will be good. We'll see. Go out and meet her. Thank you, Tasia. Dustin. Okay, talk to me.
There's nothing to talk about.
I know this whole move hasn't been easy, but it's only temporary until we're able to get back on our feet.
It's not just a move. It's everything. It's all upside down.
The good thing is, we're not alone. We have help. And it's the best kind of help because it comes from Jehovah. And he will never let you down. But it's up to you to give him a chance. We're in this together, okay?
Leah, we're so happy that you all are here with us.
Thanks, Mom. I don't know how long we'll be here, but we'll try and help out as much as we can.
You stay with us as long as you need to.
Thanks, Dad.
I thought Tasia would be down by now.
She said she had a headache. I'll go check on her.
So what is it that weakens courage? Despair. Now, think about Leah in our video. If you were facing the same problems that she was, what would you do? All of us have to face disappointment at times. But if we allow prolonged or extreme discouragement to settle in, that can lead to despair. Despair is the feeling that all joy is gone and there is no prospect for improvement. If we allow despair to take hold of us, it's going to sap us of the strength that we need if we're going to continue to serve Jehovah. So if you face that situation and you face despair, don't give up. There is hope, because despair can be overcome. Yes, we can overcome despair when we focus on our hope. So what is it that can strengthen courage? Our hope. Hope allows us to change our attitude and our outlook, even though we're stuck in a situation that maybe we can't change. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19 refers to hope as an anchor for our soul, an anchor that keeps us firm, helps us to be grounded so that we can weather the storms of life, those trials that come upon us. David set a wonderful example of one who focused on his hope. If you'd like to open your Bibles with me to Psalm 27, we're going to look at verses 13 and 14. Notice the outlook David expresses here. Psalm 27 and verses 13 and 14. He said, "Where would I be if I did not have faith, that I would see Jehovah's goodness in the land of the living? Hope in Jehovah. Be courageous and strong of heart. Yes, hope in Jehovah." Do you see David's hopeful outlook? But the interesting thing is, what was David dealing with when he said that? David was actually being threatened by violent adversaries. His life was in danger. But he didn't despair. We notice in his words, he hoped in Jehovah. David sets a wonderful example for us, that no matter what situation we face, we can hope in Jehovah, and that will keep us strong. Now, we wouldn't want to confuse hope with just desire, because often when we desire something, there's very little prospect we'll actually attain it or fulfill it. Hope is more than just a wish. Hope is when we confidently expect that Jehovah will fulfill his promises. We're confident that Jehovah will give us the wisdom we need to deal with our trials. We're confident that Jehovah will make our trials bearable. And Jehovah's given us a solid basis to believe that he will fulfill his promises. We can be confident in that hope. When we have that hope in front of us, that confidence in Jehovah, that will fill us with courage, the courage we need to deal with the trials of life. Now we're going to watch the second part of our video, and notice here how Leah is helped to build courage by focusing on her hope.
Leah,
hey,
is everything okay?
Oh, yeah, everything's fine.
You're doing a wonderful job, you know.
Am I? Ever since Scott left us, nothing has been right.
Leah, it's not your fault. Scott left Jehovah.
And now losing my job. I'm trying so hard to be strong for the kids, but Dad inside, I...
You know, Leah, the scriptures are so encouraging and helpful in situations like this. Please, read for me Psalm 27, verse 14.
Hope in Jehovah, be courageous and strong of heart. Yes, hope in Jehovah. I don't feel very courageous, Dad.
But you can be, Leah, dear. The key is in the first sentence of that verse, hope in Jehovah. You see, meditating on our hope enables us to build courage right now. And with courage like that, you'll be able to meet any challenge. You'll see.
So what can you do to strengthen your courage? Did you notice what Leah did? She turned to God's Word. We strengthen our hope and our courage by reading God's Word daily, by taking the time to focus on the promises that Jehovah's given us in His Word as we read it. Do you take the time to imagine yourself living in God's new world? Can you picture yourself living with good health? Being able to live at a time when we're free from all anxieties, surrounded by people whom we love, enjoying the work of our hands. Can you see yourself in those pictures of the paradise that Jehovah's painted for us through the promises in His Word? By doing so, we build our hope in what Jehovah is going to do. Doing so strengthens our hope, in turn, strengthens our courage to be able to endure. But can the thoughts in God's Word really help us to overcome despair? Well, notice the comments by one brother named Eusebio Morcillo. He said, "I've often been plagued by feelings of guilt and a lack of self-worth. At times I've been extremely low in spirit, yet God's Word has been invaluable in helping me to fight these disturbing feelings. Whenever feelings of self-doubt surface, I try to fill my mind with positive thoughts, the kind of spiritual things mentioned at Philippians 4, verse 8. I have memorized Psalm 23 and the Sermon on the Mount, and when negative thoughts come to my mind, I recite to myself these scriptural passages. This mental house cleaning is especially helpful during sleepless nights." Yes, like we see from Brother Morcillo, God's Word can help you to combat despair. So by working to strengthening your hope, you can overcome despair. You can strengthen your courage.